just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow neither here nor there. Runaway train, never coming back. Runaway train, tearing up the track. Runaway train burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. We're getting an idea of what President Biden's expected to say in tonight's State of the Union address, and ABC's Mary Bruce says what he isn't.
Even though he will not be calling him out by name, Joe Biden will certainly be going after Trump several times, including rejecting what the president will call, quote, an American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Former New York Congressman George Santos, who was recently expelled, says he plans to attend the speech. Former members retain floor privileges. One of the three major fertility clinics in Alabama, which paused IVF treatments, is now resuming the full scope of its services. Last night, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill to protect providers from legal liability after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News. Federal investigators have been looking into an alleged smuggling operation at a Wisconsin prison. Governor Tony Evers' office says nearly a dozen correctional employees have been suspended to date. The latest country to protest agriculture policies, Czech Republic.
Angry farmers in Prague blocking traffic with hundreds of tractors as they rally against government policy designed by bureaucrats who they say know nothing about actually working the land. They demand lower taxes on farmland and they want EU subsidies to be tax exempt. They're also complaining that grain coming from Ukraine is harming their market. Similar scenes have been playing out in many European countries here over the past few months. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Starting this year, college football's early signing period will move up from mid-December to the week before the conference championship games. The Commissioners Association is also considering a third signing period in June. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
We want.
Baby. Barracuda.
Jack, how about some Stevie Wonder today?
She was more like
you're about to hear on Jack FM may shock you.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or brief snow shower. High upper 30s to near 40. Early clouds Saturday, then sun for the afternoon. Breezy, cooler, and mid-30s. Sunny and low 40s Sunday. Right now it's 33.
This bunch of songs in a row was recommended by Jack FM's Life Coach.